Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nina. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is David Horton, and I'd like to file for unemployment.
All right. Can I have your Social Security number, please, sir?
422-04-1954.
And can you tell me your date of birth?
Pardon me?
Your date of birth?
6-9-69.
And your driver's license number?
I-133-759.
Thank you. And I just have a couple questions to ask. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. And which would you prefer, sir?
Alabama Department Card Center.
All right. And when you made your selection, you were provided information regarding your prepaid account, including a pre-disclosure of fees associated with your prepaid benefits card. Did you hear this information?
Yes.
All right. And can I have your mailing address, please?
1104 13th Avenue, Norfolk, Alabama, 35476.
And is this mailing address different from your residence address?
Pardon?
Is this mailing address different from the from your residence address, like the place you live?
No, that's the mailing address where I live at.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No.
And what's your primary telephone number?
205-886-4542.
Thank you. And just to confirm this address back to you, was that 1104 13th Avenue, Northport, Alabama, 35476?
Yes.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Hale Vet?
Have I ever been what now?
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Hale Vet.
Bojangles Restaurant in Cottondale, Alabama.
All right, so I have to ask these questions, and they have answers for these questions, and I have to read out
okay.
The question and answers.
Oh, okay, all right, okay.
So this is which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? And the answers are Hale Vet, Jackson Hewitt
yes.
Tax Serve, Joe
no.
Consulting, Star
no.
Manufacturing, or none of the above?
Yes. Just Hale.
The Hale Vet?
Uh-huh.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 149 South Ross Street, 4038
no.
Bethel Road?
Yes, Rollsdale, yes.
I'm sorry?
You said Rollsdale address.
So the first one I read was 149 South Ross Street?
Yes.
Okay.
That's down in Baldwin County, yes.
And which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Occupational therapist assistant?
No.
Ophthalmology?
No.
Pediatric nephrology?
No.
Woman's health nurse practitioner?
No.
Okay, so none of the above. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Vestavia, Tuscaloosa, Huntsville, Gadsden, or none of the above?
Tuscaloosa.
And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Jasper, Birmingham, Foley, Florence, or none of the above?
Foley.
And I have some yes and no questions to ask you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
And when was your last day of work?
What's my last name?
When was your last day of work?
Today at Bojangles Restaurant in Scottsdale. She just fired me today.
Since you have indicated a last day worked during this claim week, when you file your weekly certification next week, you will be required to report your gross earnings for this week. To calculate your earnings, multiply the number of hours worked by your hourly wage. Failure to report wages when earned could be considered fraud and may result in an overpayment or penalty. Do you understand this, sir?
Yes.
All right. And I have a couple more yes and no questions to ask.
You have an ink pen I can borrow? Okay.
And I have a couple more yes and no questions to ask. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Five.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$12.50.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
I don't understand that question.
It's basically asking, do you have like a union hiring hall card?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, she fired me, so it's no return.
And what was your previous job title?
Cook.
Probably not. All right. And are you seeking work in this current occupation?
Yes, I am.
And you said that was the Bojangles restaurant?
Yes, Bojangles in Coddale.
Do you have their phone number?
I can pull it up real quick. Let me pull it up real quick for you.
Hmm.
mama there.
Huh?
What's the phone number there? Throwing the plug wants the phone number there.
I don't even know. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, this 205-553-2889.
Thank you. And when was your first day of employment with them?
The day is 7/28/22.
That was your first day of employment with them?
No, this is my last day employed with them. She just fired me about 10 or 15 minutes ago.
So I'm asking for your first day of employment with them.
Okay, first one was in February. The first week in February. So that have been around the second month, the 13th of 2022.
Thank you. And what city and state was this work performed in?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Cottondale. It's in Tuscaloosa, but it's Cottondale, Alabama.
Okay. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
And why are you no longer working for this employer?
Because me and the supervisor, we don't meet eye to eye as favoritism. And for the last 2 days, ain't nobody marinated no chicken. And then today, they wanted me to marinate something. They now get marinated Tuesday, Wednesday. And then today, they wanted me to marinate, and I refused to because I feel like the other shift that came on that morning and that evening shift should have marinated some, and they did.
And what was the name and title of this person who discharged you?
Allison Townsend.
And what was her title?
GM.
And did you commit the act that your employer alleges?
Yeah, I do what now?
Did you commit the act that your employer alleges?
Yeah, I still don't understand what you're saying.
So you said that you had a disagreement with her about something. Did you commit this act that she alleges?
No, I did not. I did not do mayonnaise in a chicken. No, I didn't.
And
not
was there
today, I did.
Was there any prior warning for the same or similar act?
No.
And what did you do to try to resolve the problem before you were terminated?
I told her I'd do one case of them. And then she said, well, you ain't going to tell me what you're going to do. And then she said, well, you're fired. But I told her I would do one case of them and leave the other case for the evening shift to come in and do.
Thank you. Would you like to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Do you have pen and paper?
No, just mom and
all right.
Mom. Hey, okay. Just 1 second. I'll get the pen and paper just a second.
All right.
Just a moment, I'm trying to get the pen and paper now.
All right.
Okay, go ahead. I got pen and paper.
All right, so I have your four-digit PIN, and this is the PIN you will use when you call in each week to do your weekly certification. It is 5469.
Wait, I didn't hear you.
5469.
Uh-huh. 6-9.
So if you ever lose it or forget it, it's the last two numbers of your social, which is 5-4, and then the last two numbers of your birth year, which is 9, which is 6-9.
Okay, now, what number, what's the number to call the claim on unemployment?
So I'm going to read you that when I read your closing statement.
Okay, let's go back to the 5-4-6-9-54, right? My last two digits.
Okay, so your PIN is 5-4-6-9.
Okay, this is the PIN. Hold on, let me write PIN right here. Bye. Okay, that's my PIN. Okay.
And I'm going to read you your closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. To update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in the interruption in your benefits.
Okay, I have a question actually. Okay, what if I go to the career center every week and put in an application? Will that still be on file for each time? Because I really don't know how to do computers and stuff.
Yes, it would be. So you have two options. You could do it online yourself,
okay.
Or you can go to the Alabama Career Center.
Oh, okay. All right.
You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov, and if you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 205-458-2282.
Okay, let me recall the number back out to you. 205-458-2282.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And your certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m. Friday, and not on Saturday.
Okay.
Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week.
Okay. All right. So I can file this Sunday on this claim for now, or I have to wait till the following
You'll
week?
Have to wait until July the 31st to start filing.
Okay, 31st. Okay, that'll be Sunday. Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-461-461.
2, 4, 5, 2, 4. Okay, I got 361-452-4.
Yes, so that's the number you would call if you have questions about your claim or if you don't receive that booklet within the next 7 days and have questions about the information.
Oh, okay. So I call in now if I don't receive my yellow booklet.
Yes, sir.
Okay. This area code is going to be 205, right?
No, it's 1-800.
Okay, 1-800. 361-4524.
Yes, sir.
Right. Okay.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Horton, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I don't.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. I hope you have a wonderful day, sir.
All right, you too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.